This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you may join us toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back here in the Keene studio after being on Christopher Cantwell's show, Radical Agenda, just up until just a few moments ago. So welcome to any of his angry audience, if they happen to make the transition over here to join us tonight.
Did you promote Free Talk Live on your show?
Yeah. Okay. I pointed out that listeners could join us after Chris's show was over here at freetalklive.com and on the air on a bunch of radio stations, which means you can't say the F word or the S word, so you kind of have to watch yourself.
Or the C word or the N word.
But when in doubt, leave it out, sort of the rule on the radio. But we'll still talk to you about anything that you want. Whatever is on your mind, that's the point here of Free Talk Live. But we always bring things in to discuss that we find interesting. And last night on the show, Daryl, you had promised, now Thursday nights are my night off, so I wasn't here for it, but you had promised on Wednesday night that you were going to cover the pipeline story, which has been in the news.
Specifically, the warrant out for the arrest of
Jill Stein,
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, and her running mate, by the way.
Oh, really?
Both of them were there, and there's warrants for both of their arrests.
Now, apparently she spray-painted a bulldozer. Did her running mate also do that, or what was it?
I don't know what he did, but he was there, and they've got trespass, and I forget what the other charge was, but each of them have two charges.
All right, so give me a rundown, because my understanding, they went on some sort of property that is was taken by the federal government back in the 1800s or something like that?
The entire Indian reservation is federal property. Indian reservations, by their nature, are federal property. And so the feds decided, we're going to let this company build a pipeline through the middle of this land that we own because we're the feds and we own it, so go ahead. And the Standing Rock Sioux tribe had filed a lawsuit trying to prevent the building of this pipeline where it was being built, because they said that it would wind up destroying a sacred burial ground and some sacred artifacts. And a couple days ago, the judge in the case said, all right, stop construction until I come up with my ruling by the end of the week. And, well, it's the end of the week, and the judge issued a ruling denying the request from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Their request was for a temporary restraining order to permanently halt construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
A temporary restraining order to permanently halt something?
Yes.
Meaning the restraining order would be issued as like an injunction, but then later they would get a permanent restraining order? Because how would a temporary restraining order permanently halt anything?
It would halt it until Congress made some kind of further action. This entire thing is happening because of Congress.
Right.
Somebody doesn't just say, I'm going to build a pipeline, and they start building it.
Right.
This sort of thing, especially because it's interstate commerce, it's going from North Dakota to Illinois, This thing requires all kinds of federal approval and eminent domain and a whole bunch of other stuff. So this thing is only happening because Congress said, yep, go ahead and build, and we don't care where you build on this tribe or on their reservation because it's all government land, and yeah, go ahead, tear up their cemetery.
So the judge has ruled in the favor of the government in this case, against the tribe.
Story comes from CNN. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg wrote that the Standing Rock Sioux tribe failed to show that it will suffer injury that would prevent by any injunction the court could issue. Now, one of the things that they were arguing, in addition to, hey, this is tearing up a cemetery, is And by the way, this pipeline is running through a river that provides drinking water for about 1.8 million people, and it's going to taint our drinking water.
Mm.
Judge said, I don't care. You've not shown how you'll actually suffer. The ruling comes a day after North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple activated the state National Guard, quote unquote, in the event that they are needed to support law enforcement response efforts. In a joint statement, however, the Justice Department and the Interior Department and the Army acknowledged important issues raised by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and other tribal nations. They have asked the pipeline company to voluntarily halt construction while the Army reconsiders the decision to proceed under the National Environmental Policy Act or other federal laws. The statement says, in part, the Army will move expeditiously to make this determination, as everyone involved, including the pipeline company and its workers, deserve a clear and timely resolution.
So the Army may be changing its mind about something?
Possibly. They might be changing their mind about exactly where the pipeline is going, but I don't think that they're changing their mind about building the pipeline.
Right.
And because it's going across the river, the Army Corps of Engineers is somehow involved in this, plus it's on federal land. The statement continues in part, in the interim, we request that the pipeline company voluntarily pause all construction activity within 20 miles east or west of Lake Owyhee. Dave Archambault II, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, told CNN affiliate KFYR that they will appeal. Says we're going to continue to fight this battle as long as it takes to try and have this nation recognize the injustices that are being implemented on our nation.
Well, I mean, what's new? There have been these poor Indians have been just absolutely destroyed by the federal government, and they continue to be just treated like they mean nothing to the feds. It's tragic. And, you know, in this case, as my understanding, there have been some pretty serious protests with, like, people blocking construction vehicles and things like that. I mean, I haven't paid close attention to it. I don't know if you have, but
I've not paid a lot of attention to the details of what the protests are, but I know that there have been protests going on for quite some time.
So it really wasn't, this isn't eminent domain as I initially thought that it was when I first heard about the story, but it
was. Well, that's a type of eminent domain.
You mean the killing and the stealing of the land from the Indians back
then
in the 1800s?
Claiming all of this is federal land and you live where we say you live.
Right. And they are subsidizing them to some extent, but there are some American Indians that have managed to break away from federal control. I remember hearing about that on a John Stossel special, like probably a decade and a half ago.
Right.
And they've had more prosperity ever since they got out from the thumb in the welfare payments from the federal government.
Right. But my understanding, and I could be understanding this incorrectly, but my understanding is that the tribes that have, you know, gotten out from under the thumb of the feds don't have that sovereignty recognition that the tribes that do wind up staying under the thumb.
Well, they don't
receive.
Sound like they're being recognized as sovereigns. I mean, otherwise they would have had their claim to this land respected.
Right. And when I say, you know, the sovereignty of the nations, so North Dakota state law does not apply inside the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation.
Okay.
The Standing Rock Sioux Reservation has its own government.
Yep.
And they are, on one hand, completely independent from every other nation on the globe. They're just not recognized as fully independent. Now, the feds, because the feds own the land, they can come in and do whatever the hell they want. But for the most part, they stay away from there.
So they're only. So what you're saying is the Indian nation is only sovereign in that it's separate from other state governments, but not sovereign in that it's still under the control of the federal
government. Correct. Okay. So, like, you know, let's just say that Keene, instead of being a city in New Hampshire, was an Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm.
The laws of the state of New Hampshire would not apply. The laws of Cheshire County would not apply.
Yeah.
But the feds could always come in and be like, oh, well, no, you're doing this now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse to have it that way or to have things the way they are, like, you know, with Keene being under. I guess being under fewer laws is better in general, or fewer governments is better.
Right.
But the federal government's, like, the worst government to be under control
of. Yeah, that's the one layer that I would love to get rid of.
Sure, wouldn't we all? The toll-free number,
no, not everybody.
The hosts on the show would.
Yes.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you've got some comments on this Indian reservation situation. Also, charges dropped against a Texas open carrier who refused to show ID.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. live dial toll free. Join us on the radio and bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing if you're actually healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm. We got lots to talk about here tonight. I don't know, is there really much more to say on this pipeline decision? What a surprise. The government judge ruled in favor of the government on this one.
Yeah, there's, you know, more in the article, but giving details, and, you know, the people that are against it are going to file an appeal, and it's going to go to another court, and the other court's probably going to wind up ruling in favor of the government again.
Well, another environmental protest news. Here's a story from the Daily Mail that I found pretty outrageous. It's about a Florida grandmother who's lived in a treehouse for 25 years. She's been told she's got to tear it down.
Now, when you say a treehouse, I'm guessing you're not talking about one of these sort of things that I don't know if you had when you were a kid. But
like a platform of wood in a tree? No.
Yeah, like no. Some sort of like maybe 10 foot by 10 foot platform up in a tree. I'm guessing she probably has a house that just happens to be in a tree.
There is a house in a tree here, yes. It's, you know, looks pretty nice, I would say. It's small, of course, because you can only put such, you know, so large of a house up in a tree.
Depends on how big the tree is.
True.
That there are trees in California where you can drive your car through the trunk.
Okay, yeah.
That they have the road that goes through the trunk. You could build your house into the tree.
Okay, this is not one of those trees. I don't think those trees exist in Florida. Maybe they exist.
They don't. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, depending on how big the tree is, you can actually build a house in the tree.
So,
and I just did a search for Florida treehouse, and the top result is the top 20 treehouse rentals in Florida from Airbnb.
Sounds pretty cool. I bet all those paid their government fees or whatever. In this case, she's got to tear this one down, or they'll fine her $7,000. Shawnee Chaser, she's 65, has spent the last year fighting Miami-Dade County over her home called Shawnee's Paradise that sits between an oak and a strangler fig tree in her late son Joshua's yard. According to the Miami Herald, the county has said the treehouse was built illegally. It's unsafe and must be demolished in the next 4 months. Demolished. Not repaired. Demolished. Or she could face $7,000 in fines. She says she's already paid the county $3,000 in fines. But the grandmother who mass produces and sells Shawnee's Green Thumb popcorn, which is stocked in Whole Foods, vowed that she will not take anything down. And she'll continue to live there with her pet raccoon, Cooney.
And there's a picture of the raccoon next to a lamp. Inside the house.
I'll chain myself to that treehouse, Chaser told the Herald. She sleeps in a double bed, and her home is decorated with family pictures, books, and a small couch. She says, when I'm up in my treehouse in thunder, lightning, and rain, I'm in heaven, she told the Herald. Problem started a year ago when someone complained that Chaser was running the property like an apartment complex and a campground in the middle of a single-family neighborhood. Last September, she was issued a citation by county code enforcement for running an illegal rooming house and for work conducted at the property without permits, including the pond, fountain, and the treehouse itself.
How dare someone have the nerve to build something on their property that they want to build without asking somebody permission?
Yeah, and then they had the nerve, or she had the nerve on top of that, to actually invite other people to come live with her on her property and maybe even charged them for the services she was providing them.
Oh, the humanity.
And she didn't give any of that money to the government. Well, besides what the hell they were charging her in property taxes. No one has said that Ms. Chaser here has not paid her property taxes. So, you know, presumably, considering the government hasn't actually seized the house already, she's been paying her property taxes all along for however many years she's lived here. But that's not enough for the gang. It's not enough that you just pay them. You know, they want you to pay, no doubt. But you've got to pay them more than what they're demanding. You've got to pay them for everything you want to do to what you believe is your property. And don't forget, you have to ask permission first, because you can't just do the change and then pay them after the fact. That doesn't work.
Right.
You have to ask for permission, beg them to allow you to do what you want to do. Then, if they allow you to, of course, you know, they got to send their bureaucrats over and they got to poke around with their clipboards and their flashlights or whatever it is they do. And then, you know, they'll finally give you approval, maybe, and then you've got to pay them. And then you can finally hire a contractor, because you can't do the work yourself in certain instances. Sometimes you can do the work yourself, but if you want to have somebody else do it, it has to be a contractor approved by the government. You can't just have, you know, your cousin Jimmy come help you out with it.
Right.
Or your unlicensed friend from down the street.
And depending on where you live, you might have to have the government inspector guy come take a look at everything
afterwards.
Whoever it is gets done. And then they say, yep, this is good. Or,
nope,
you know
that.
What? The code here says that your studs are supposed to be 18-inch. You put them at 16, rebuild everything.
So, again, she was cited after neighbors called the police or called code enforcement on her, which is just really so sad. Ricardo Roig, Miami-Dade's code enforcement division director, told the Herald that Chaser's case was the first time he's ever dealt with somebody living in a treehouse. Roig said the county's issue with Chaser's cottage is that it's unsafe, and South Florida has strict rules about building codes because of the frequency of hurricanes. He also said that running water and electricity have to be installed with permits and inspections. But ultimately, if this lady is the one who's living there, then who really cares how dangerous it is? She's the one who's facing the majority of the danger here. I guess the argument would be, well, if a hurricane comes and the wind whips along and this, you know, house gets blown out of the tree, that could hurt somebody.
Okay, well, if a hurricane comes along, the tree could get ripped out of the ground, and that hurts a bunch of people, so therefore nobody's allowed to have a tree in Florida.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, look, the hurricanes, the wind speed is fast enough, there's going to be a bunch of crap that gets whipped around and ripped out of the ground. Roofs come off entirely, you know, even roofs that were attached commercially with hired inspectors and everything. I mean, these things happen. You know, there's only so much that mankind can do to oppose the will of nature in those cases. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about Ms. Chaser. She says she's not going anywhere. She is. She loves this house. This is her dream home. And now the city's demanding it be torn down completely. There's no other way around it. So what's going to happen? Well, we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll free to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lady in Miami is, or the Miami area, is facing complete destruction of her home. It's a treehouse that she's lived in for 25 years. And the city says it's unsafe because she didn't get our permits. So therefore it's unsafe because no one would ever build something safely without a permit.
Well, they're saying other things, too.
Oh, well, yes, of course, like. That they didn't, she didn't give them enough money.
Addition to that.
All right, well, we'll get into it. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. Liberland is the European micronation, which hopefully we'll have when it is finally formed and becomes populated. We'll not have ridiculous zoning ordinances and construction permits because, well, it's being formed by a bunch of libertarians who actually want to have a place where there's very, very little government. And it's pretty exciting. So we've been keeping an eye on it here over at Free Talk Live. You can learn more about it over at liberland.org. By the way, there have been 7 Polish legislators who've recently had, they've proposed that Liberland be recognized by Poland. Plus, the Chicago Journal of International Law released a 35-page essay that makes a case for statehood for Liberland. It's got a lot of support by big-name libertarians like Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, and over 100,000 people have requested citizenship so far, but it's not easy to get citizenship to Liberland because it's a small place, so they've raised their standards, and to qualify for citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So learn more over at Liberland.org, Liberland.org. She lives in a beautiful treehouse, which, again, has been her. She's 65, so she built it around when she was 40. She's a grandmother. She makes popcorn, apparently, that is stocked in Whole Foods. Lives at the treehouse with her pet raccoon, Connie. Now, Daryl, what were some of the other things that you said the government was upset about?
Well, according to the Herald Tribune, Chaser says that, one, she cannot afford to hire an engineer or architect. But the county doesn't care. They said that she would still have to apply for a zoning variance for permission to inhabit the unit that is not the main home on the property. So they don't care that she didn't have the permits. They don't care that they want her to give money for the permit. She could jump through all of the hoops. She still would not be able to live in the treehouse without getting a special zoning variance to live in something that is not the main home on the property.
Right, so she's got to go to another set of bureaucrats and ask their permission as well.
Yes.
And so it sounded like she's done here is that she's rented out her main house. So there's the house, and then there's the treehouse.
Right.
So she built this treehouse, which is kind of her dream home. She loves to be up in the treehouse. And so she had this empty house down below. Well, why not go ahead and let some hippies come live there or whoever it is that, you know, wants to rent the place out? Well, apparently she's been accused of running a so-called lodging house, which sounds familiar given that we've been through the same accusation here. In fact, you were awakened at about 8 in the morning one day by zoning bureaucrats or code enforcement bureaucrats, just like this lady's been harassed by.
And the fire chief
in Florida.
Fire captain or whoever it was.
Right, and they were accusing us of running the same thing, a lodging house. Now, there's a specific legal definition to this term, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but basically a lodging house is some place where
basically whatever they try to say it. They've written the definition.
They can redefine it any time.
But they've written the definition so broadly as to where if your cousin Jimmy sleeps on your couch and gives you $5, well, you have run a lodging house because you accepted payment.
Yeah, I think it had to do with each person living there did not have their own cooking facilities was like one factor of whether it was a lodging house or not.
But also accepting money for someone sleeping somewhere.
On some sort of temporary basis.
Right.
Or whatever. They have ultimately never proved that claim, and that accusation went nowhere. They did try to come after us for having not a non-interconnected smoke alarm system in the home. So the fact that there were smoke alarms that were operating was not acceptable. It needs to be all interconnected or something
like
that.
Well, that's the claim, but when reading their actual statutes, they only have to be interconnected if it's something other than a single or two-family dwelling. And a duplex is, by definition, a single or two-family dwelling.
I don't remember that detail from the statute. I believe that pretty much everybody that makes a new house is supposed to have the interconnected thing. But
right, new constructions.
But the statutes did say was that the firemen could not come and inspect a single or double family home, period.
Correct.
Like they what they did was illegal, basically. And
yes.
So I objected to that, and the district court ruled in my favor. So I motioned to dismiss based on that fact, pointed out their own rules. Hey, here's your own rules. And in this case, the Judge Burke actually did the right thing and ruled in my favor, and the city then appealed to the Supreme Court. Which the Supreme Court...
The city attempted to appeal.
Well, they filed an appeal. Okay, so they appealed, but the court did not accept their appeal because they had to have the approval of the Attorney General's office to move forward with to have the court accept the appeal, basically. So,
right, so they attempted to appeal, but the appeal was not proper, so the court threw it out.
That's correct. I mean, they filed an appeal, Daryl. They appealed. They had the intention of that appeal working, but they did not follow the rules of the appeal process either. So
correct.
They didn't follow the rules in the first place when they raided the house. They didn't follow the rules of the appeals process in the second place by not getting the approval of the attorney general. And then later, after the fact, they tried to get the approval of the attorney general, and they still couldn't get it. So they tried to motion for the court to accept it anyway without the approval of the attorney general, and they failed.
Right. And if you look up the, you know, court docket, because the appeal was never accepted because it was not properly filed, mm-hmm. from a legal standpoint, there was no appeal.
I see what you're saying. Right. From a technical legal standpoint.
Yes.
But they tried their best.
Oh, they tried.
Yeah. Back to the story in Miami. So the government bureaucrat from the enforcement department says that Ms. Chaser can live in a legal treehouse, but code and unsafe structure inspectors looked at the cottage and found it wasn't up to the county's standards. He said, it's just a combination of situations that haven't been well thought out. Well, apparently, it's been fine for 2.5 decades. You know, the supposedly unsafe structure that's so dangerous. Oh, my God. She installed water without approval from the county. That's dangerous. Chaser told the Herald she's unable to afford to hire the necessary people to bring the home up to code, but even if she could afford them, she said the county told her about the zoning thing that you pointed out. She's not going to give up. She's in the process of talking with her attorney about all of her options. She's lived in the tree since 1992 after she moved her family back to Miami from California. The home's built with a curved wooden steps that lead to the second story. It has a kitchenette with a mini oven and sink, along with a tiny living room equipped with a ceiling fan. In the kitchen, she has perfected her brand of organic popcorn, cooking it for visiting grandchildren. Originally started making popcorn 40 years ago, but went into business when her son Joshua died to give her a new focus. According to Miami.com, it's called Shawnee's Green Thumb Popcorn, and according to their website, it is GMO-free. And she goes on to talk about her healthy popcorn to the folks over at the Daily Mail. I wish her the best of luck. It sounds to me like she's a pretty dedicated lady. I mean, you've got to be a dedicated person to your vision to go ahead and construct it without begging the bureaucrat's permission in the first place. And when threatened to, you know, not crumble under the pressure and basically vow to continue living in this place, she says she'll chain herself to the treehouse.
Good.
Now, that's the kind of resolve that I really like to hear about. You know, we probably don't have a whole lot in common necessarily with this lady based on, you know, what her political views might possibly be, but she believes she has the right to this property. And I don't care what her political views are. She's making the right stand in this particular case. Whose business is it besides hers, how she builds her home? I can understand the argument. Okay, the neighbors are in danger because this lady is doing something that is inherently dangerous on her property. She's lighting brush fires or something like that. But that's not the argument. It's just that she built this without permission. And who could possibly defend the government in this case? I'd love to hear from you if you're out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Why don't we have taco trucks on every corner anyway? Apparently, you're going to tell us about that coming up here tonight. Daryl, plus you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN. To keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. We're talking about a heroic lady who has basically said she's not going to abandon her home, that the Miami County or whatever, Broward County or whatever county it is down there.
I think it was Miami-Dade.
Yeah. They want her to abandon her house and destroy it because she built an illegal treehouse on her property, which she believed was her property. Of course, as we all know, when you start to think something is yours, then the government will step in there and prove that they actually own the property. And that's how they're acting. They're saying, well, sure, you've been in this treehouse for 25 years, and you love it very, very much, and it's your, you know, probably one of your pride, you know, most prideful life's work, basically, that you've spent a lot of your time and effort on. And, well, now we're just going to come in and destroy all that, because safety. We're so concerned about your safety that you couldn't possibly be allowed to live wherever it is that you want to. Well, she says she's willing to chain herself to the treehouse, and so it will be interesting to see how all of that pans out. Just sort of as a larger concept, I wish we had more people like this. I wish we had more people who were not only willing to not ask for permission when they do something in the first place, but when they actually get caught doing whatever it was that they didn't ask permission to do. Again, we're talking about peaceful activities here, like building a home. That when they got caught for that activity, that they weren't sorry for it. And they didn't act like, you know, they'd been caught doing something wrong. Because that's how this lady is. She's not sorry about what she's done. She's
but
not.
You see so many people in court that will go, plead guilty, and then apologize. And then when the judge says, now give me X amount of dollars, okay, thank you, judge.
Yep. That's right.
Thank you.
You will thank the judge.
Why are you thanking the guy that just extorted money from you?
It's really crazy. I mean, it's just, we've been trained to do it, Daryl. I mean, I don't blame someone for doing it. There's a certain training that's not explicit that just goes on in society where every time you see somebody interacting with a judge, whether it's on television or if you actually go into a courtroom, well, they behave in a certain manner. They act as though the judge is their master. And, of course, by all evidence, that's the truth. And so if you...
Right, if a judge says jump and you don't say how high, you go to jail for contempt.
Right, and if you mouth off to the master, you're going to go to jail for contempt too. You know, back in the day, you might have gotten some whippings or some lashings for mouthing off, and now they'll put you in a cage. I mean, really, it hasn't changed that much. It's just that it's not as clear to some people that this is master, right? Like, that's what we're talking about. This is, even though to us he's just a man wearing a robe or a woman wearing a robe, the reality is they are in control. And so it makes sense for somebody to cow themselves before them and to beg and to entreat master to treat them as nicely as that the master is willing to treat them in a situation.
Well, that's why you stand up, because otherwise you have to show respect to this guy because he has all the power.
And take off your hat if they want you to. Some judges don't care here in New Hampshire, but some do. The Judge Burke here in Keene has arrested multiple people for the wearing of a hat in court, whereas a judge in Manchester, he'd let Shire Dude wear his mushroom hat in court. It didn't matter to him. So it's just all about the fickleness of the man wearing the robes. There's really no rules that apply beyond whatever arbitrary ones he wants to make up in the moment.
Well, rule number one is that the judge gets to decide which rules apply.
That's correct. That you're not joking. That's really rule 1.1 of the district court rules of the state of New Hampshire. And I bet you if you looked in other courts and their rules, they probably have similar, you know, because it's all boilerplate to some extent.
Right.
They probably have similar rules. So that's why I say, when this lady is standing up for herself like this, it's so, I think, inspiring. You know, if we only had people who were like this everywhere, if we only had them more often or more of them concentrated in one area, because what this lady needs is a support network. Now, maybe she's got people that are living on her property because, again, one of the other allegations against her is that she was running a so-called lodging house. So maybe she has some tenants who would also be willing to kind of stand with her. But ultimately, as the owner, she's the one who's most likely to stick through this to the end.
If the claim is lodging house, then most likely whoever is staying in the house is not staying
transient
very long, so they technically would not be a tenant.
Okay, true. But my point is, she may have supporters on the grounds, and that's what she's going to need. She's going to need people who are there, because if she really is going to go all the way with this, then, you know, she's either calling, she's calling the county's bluff if they're bluffing, and odds are they're not. So at some point, there's going to likely be some level of conflict where government agents will come with some sort of an eviction notice and tell her, well, since you didn't pay the fine, the $7,000 fine, which isn't going to make it go away. She can pay the fine, but they're going to come back with more fines after that. So
right. you pay this fine, and then you go get all your permits, and then you have our inspector come out.
No,
and
she has
then
to
you have
it
a
down.
Contractor, and then you still can't live here unless you get a zoning variance.
Right. Get the zoning variance, then tear this. Well, first of all, tear it down now, then get the zoning variance, then hire a contractor, government approved, to then rebuild the tree, if you can get the approval and the permits for that. That's what she would have to do.
Yeah, and by the time she does that, she'll be about 80.
Right. She can't climb up the stairs to get into the tree.
Yeah.
At that point, she'll have to build a tree elevator or something like that. You can take
And that's
here.
A whole other set of permits, an elevator.
The elevator approval, yep, they've got, exactly. So, anyway, I just want to see more people support people like this, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we moved here to New Hampshire. Because we want to be around other people who understand what freedom really means and who are willing to take some risks and who are willing to actually stand up for themselves, because that's empowering. And when you have people standing up for themselves, it can be infectious. Other people see that and they say, wow, well, if so-and-so can do it, well, then maybe I can do that too. And so I hope that she also inspires others. And I hope that we'll hear updates on this story. So if you're in the Miami-Dade area and you hear that there's news about the lady in the treehouse, again, her name is Chaser. Last name is Chaser. Shawnee Chaser. C-H-A-S-S-E-R. We'd love to hear about it. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We go to Skype, where Nahuel is on the line. Nahuel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi there.
I understand you were on the Chris Campbell show before, and I used to listen to him a long time ago, but now I feel he moved way to the Republican right conservative side.
Yep, that's an accurate assessment.
Which is, by the way, in my perspective, the dark side of libertarian ideas. But my topic...
Well, I wouldn't say there's a Republican side to libertarian ideas at all. I mean,
no, he said the dark side of libertarian ideas.
Well, that suggests that their Republican ideas are a part of libertarianism, and they're not.
Well, there are people that try to say that they are.
Yeah. Well,
I don't agree. I think in the Tea Party movement is a kind of ideas that perhaps shift people who is looking for ideas there came to libertarianism.
You're asking if the Tea Party shifted Republicans to libertarianism?
I think it did, a little bit.
Right, because, and I'll agree, because you had people like Glenn Beck that were, you know, like faces of some of these events, calling themselves libertarians at heart, while then advocating absolutely horrible non-libertarian things. You even have a Libertarian Party presidential candidate who says that, you know, he leans libertarian, but is not tied down to an ideology. Sorry, but libertarianism is an ideology.
Yeah, well, it was when I joined the party, at least.
Yes, but I think they have another ideology that is the ideology I want to talk, that is populism. Because I am from Latin America and I see populists everywhere. Hugo Chavez and Bernie Sanders are almost the same. That is socialist populism.
Yeah, that's true. And the only difference between Sanders and Chavez is one's dead and one's still kicking. And one had more political power, ultimately, than the other. Sanders never really made it to the level of a Chavez, though I'm sure he would have liked that.
And they grew up in different places.
Yeah.
But then is penal populism, like this idea of we will be hard on drugs, hard on crime, and that is the, like, right-wing populism, like... how is this crazy candidate you have right now in the U.S.?
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like the right-wing populism. But it's the same. And then you have this, these people you were compiling that try to do libertarian populism. Like, okay, let's soften down this and go to the general public, but it's still populism.
Yeah, I don't think that libertarians should pander, and this is an argument that has been going on within the libertarian movement for a while, is shouldn't we tone down the message to attract more voters?
No.
And I say absolutely not. Now, well, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453, but maybe we should explain why we don't think that, because you and I agree on this one, Daryl.
Correct.
About watering down the message of freedom. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.